Sasa. Oh, no. Buona Jesu es fiwi.
Amen.
It's good to see your face again.
Nande no mogoko kobarwa nande.
It's been over 4 years since I've seen you.
Emyaka yahera ngene kuruna barocho moyo.
And I'm blessed to see you again.
Nande ni kwete ngansi sendi nande kobarwa nande.
My mind has been thinking about the bride of Christ. In John chapter 3,
verse 28 and 29.
Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly, because of the bridegroom's voice.
Amen.
This my joy is therefore fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. I want to talk to you today about the Lord and His bride.
And a little bit
about how our marriages are supposed to be a picture of Him. And His bride. Did you know that that's the reason why God instituted marriage? In Genesis it says that therefore shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife. He caused a deep sleep to come upon Adam.
Adam,
and he took a rib from his side and made woman. Male and female are the only ones that are to be married.
Right.
God said it. No matter what man says, let God be true, and every man a liar. God gave Christ a bride. He chose her. In Him, before He spoke the world into existence,
right.
She was His by promise. Before He paid the dowry for her. And she was blessed to know it by Him choosing a people in the Jewish nation. But more than the Jewish nation make up the bride, because He said, I will give the heathen for thine inheritance in Psalm
2.
God is good all the time. And all the time. God is good. You know, in the due process of time, over all the years
Then came time for the dowry to be paid for the bride. Do you know what the dowry was? What the price of the dowry was? It was his blood. It was the life of Christ. And every person, his bride, he paid for every one of them. And he'll lose nothing in the last day.
Amen.
Not one of his bride will be left.
Amen.
And he'll take her home to be with, to take her home to his father's house.
Amen.
I understand that you have a custom in your country in marriage ceremonies. Of paying a dowry. It's money that you pay in order to take your bride to your house. First, the dowry is paid. And then the marriage begins to be planned. But at the marriage ceremony, the bride rejoices with her friends while she waits on the bridegroom to come. And when the bridegroom comes, all attention is taken off of the bride. And every knee bows at his presence. It's a perfect picture of Christ coming back to this world, earth to get his bride.
And to
take her home. We wait, but what do you do while you wait for the bridegroom to come? I wish I could preach. You rejoice with the bride. In
America,
in our marriage ceremonies, we have it backwards. The groom stands up there, and when the bride shows up, the music plays, and everybody turns around and says, "Oh, she's so beautiful." There's no attention on the bridegroom. That's exactly backwards. When the Lord returns to take his bride to the Father's house, people won't be looking at the bride anymore.
Amen.
They'll be looking at Jesus Christ, their husband.
Amen.
You won't be rejoicing with me.
Amen.
You'll be taken home to consummate the marriage with your husband, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our marriages right now are supposed to be a picture of Christ and his bride. Is Christ lazy? Is Christ mean? Does Christ wait on his bride to pay for her own debts? Does he require his bride to pay her own dowry?
Gosenko ganiare, oyokonywa munga ya kanere rinda mai konywa mu.
No!
Ya, ya.
Christ protects her.
Yeso Kristo nigo ako mogitera.
Christ provides for her.
Nabwo Yeso Kristo naende onyara kobokoa oyega konywama.
Christ gives her a new name.
Nande Yeso Kristo moeri terigia.
And she's under his protection.
Onyara kobokoba inse ya oburendibwaye.
She's subjective to him.
Nabwo igonere onyara koba omokoba muigweri kuchia Yeso Kristo.
Men,
abasata,
I want you to understand that in your marriages, in your house,
it all
starts with you. Your wife is to be loved by you. Because Jesus Christ loves his bride. Men, you are to protect your wives. Because Jesus Christ protects his bride. Men, you are to provide for your wives. Because Jesus Christ provides for his bride.
Nigo akuruera uchia sekanisa yana ndonya.
He gave himself for her.
Niga arueto boke mabua ayo uchia sekanisa yaya.
Men, you give yourselves for your wives.
Naboi goi nuwa basata, moruwa boke mabua ino, uchia se haba kunguba ino.
Be a responsible provider and lover.
Nande goika, muerwe ase ngenchi yoko ligeria na guanta haba angina baino.
Take care of her.
Nakonyara kwa moko barenda.
Love her.
Mumuante.
Cherish her. And it will be easy for her to be subject unto you. Amen.
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 Women. Sisters in Christ. Is that true? Is it? Would it be easy for you to submit to a man that was godly like that? Who's responsible in the family? The man is ultimately at the very end, the man is responsible for the whole family. If you make a bad decision, it falls on
you.
If you and your wife decide to make a decision and it's wrong, you cannot blame her. It falls on you. It's true. The bride of Christ is not allowed by Christ to do anything she wants.
Amen.
If she decides to do something that's outside of what he's told her to do, outside of his protection, there's harm and danger. Do you understand that? That there's liberty in Christ as long as you're within the realm of his protection. Follow in the ways of righteousness. And you'll be protected.
Amen.
I'm not saying that you won't have bad things happen to you in your life. You will. But the Lord said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You know, I was thinking about the marriage ceremonies that you have. I attended one on our very first trip to
Tanzania.
There was much joy. We didn't know what was happening. So we went to see with Pastor Sam. They said it's a marriage. They said, come, welcome. We have many things for you to partake in. We have food, we have water, we have wine. And he welcomed us into the celebration. And I noticed that everybody was laughing and having a good time. And I noticed, where's the bridegroom? And I asked our host, and he said he comes in his appointed time. And I thought about that when we were giving a blessing to the bride. Everyone was laughing and giving her good wishes and praying for her. And I prayed for her. And I thought, this is what we're supposed to be doing now in the Church of God. Is rejoicing with the bride. While we wait for the bridegroom. And while the church is here and alive and active on this earth, she should be singing praises of rejoicing.
Amen.
To get the attention of people that might not be know you're here.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Sam and I heard the singing. And we said, I want to go here and see what that's about.
Amen.
When you rejoice as God's children, and you walk around every day with a smile on your face, and love in your heart, people are going to say, there's something different about them.
Amen.
Why are you so happy all the time? Because I've got a Savior and I'm waiting on Him. But while I wait, I'm rejoicing with the bride.
Amen.
And the Bible says in Revelation 22, the last chapter of the book, it says, and the Spirit and the bride
mustari yoku minasaba ngate bari ngomoika no muriakari.
Say come.
Niko baga teba nicho.
And let him that heareth
na ere oyoko yaigwa.
Say come.
Aga teba nicho.
And let him that is athirst come.
Nanda aga tenga tikango iache oyoro mutangani.
And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I'm going to say that you are part of the bride of Christ. A very small handful among the children of God all over the world. And I'm going to tell you to tell others to come. Rejoice with the bride with me. Because you've got a bridegroom and he's coming one day to get you home. The door is open for you today to come and join the church and rejoice with the bride.
Amen.
Don't let the devil sit and whisper it in your ear.
Amen.
And tell you that you can do it later. If the Lord is blessing you by the moving of the Spirit right now, the Spirit and the Bride say come. Could he?
Mungu akubariki. Yes, I was saying.